The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Influence with me, Michelle Martin, where I sit across leaders from business. Today, we get behind the story of a Singapore fintech that is going places. Do you have trouble keeping track of your finances? Well, according to my guest, 7 out of 10 millennials in Singapore think they're not in control of their finances, especially in the first 2 months of being on the job. But what if you had an app that could do all the tracking for you, that could sync all your bank accounts and your credit card accounts in one place so that you could see very clearly through pie charts your pattern of consumption? Here to tell us more is the man behind an app that I really like. I think it's easy to use, it's not clunky, and it is genius, I think. Kenneth Liu is CEO of Seedly. They're a personal web app that lets you keep track of your money. We're going to find out how with the details with Kenneth right now. Kenneth, you started Seedly with the aim of simplifying personal finance for millennials in particular. Mm-hmm. So I understand 25 is that magic number that you're aiming for your target audience. Why 25? Why target millennials?
So, first of all, thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Really happy to be here. We find that, you know, millennials are a unique bunch, right? So most people write millennials off as an avocado generation. But I think the unique thing about this group between 20 to 35 would be that they actually take a very much a DIY approach, also known as like do it yourself, right? So everything, information is available at a click of a button. And this bunch is actually more nuanced and a bit more skeptical to what the banking and the financial institutions have to offer. So with all that in mind, this is where we saw an opportunity and started building Seedly around that.
That's really interesting because most people think the millennial generation, rightly or wrongly, mm-hmm. is entitled and they want things handed to them. Mm-hmm. But you're actually saying the reverse. Mm-hmm. You're saying they want the information and that it's maybe harder for banks to sell them products because what millennials want is information to make their own choices.
Yes. And we actually see that through many, many experiences also. In fact, some of our early users, I remember a distinct story where actually he actually said we were like white knights in the finance industry because there's so much mis-selling, overselling, especially for insurance and investment products as well. So we actually came in here to not only give them the app to use, but we also have knowledge in the form of blog content and also our new community, which is taking shape and getting a lot of traction.
Yeah, in fact, I remember when you were acquired by ShopBack middle of last year. ShopBack said it was happy to gain access to a personal finance brand that was sort of unbiased, right? So for ShopBack, they got access to your brand and your community of users, which is how big now?
Yep, so we have up to 60,000 users.
What did Seedly gain from the acquisition?
So more resources, definitely. And also directionally, we know where we are going very, very clearly. Not only in Singapore, but potentially the region as well. When it comes to community, it's a long game, right? So we know that, especially for personal finance, an unbiased brand is most important. And we are doing it in a very unique way compared to many other fintech companies out there. Mm-hmm.
You're 26 yourself.
Yes.
Tell me how Seedly got started and how a failed Kickstarter campaign may have been a stepping pebble to where you are.
Yeah, so basically, when I started my first company, Novelsys, during Kickstarter period, that was all the rage, right? It was almost as hot as like ICOs last year, right? So people were raising money through products and hardware. And that was in my year one business school. But that failed, you know, because of lack of experience and also didn't have product market fit. And then when I went on to my third year, we were looking at opportunities and I went over to Silicon Valley. I met my current co-founder, Ti Ming, who is a brilliant computer science engineer. So he's a software engineer working on products. We came back, we saw this opportunity. It's a big market, personal finance. And then we doubled down.
It is a big market. Mm-hmm. That's why we're happy neighbors, I think.
Yes.
Money FM and Seedly. Yes. We're going to find out more about your business model. I'm chatting with Kenneth Liu, 26 years old and CEO of a personal finance app called Seedly, which works genius if you tend to put money away in different accounts and forget that they're there, or you need an app to help you sort of sync all your credit cards and your bank accounts in one place. This is it. My guest is 26-year-old CEO of Seedly, Kenneth Liu. He started the personal finance app in his third year in university, and how it's grown since. How large is your community of users?
So we have upwards of 60,000 users, and basically the community is a very key element when it comes to our brand, because it's a part of our DNA, and we believe that personal finance is very much a distributed, right? It shouldn't be top down. It should be instead ground up.
How does this community aspect of the app work?
Sure. So maybe I always share the story of a pumpkin analogy. Can I share that here?
Please.
Yeah. So essentially the pumpkin story goes like this, right? So in the 1980s, there was a UK researcher. So he went to a pumpkin fair in the UK, right? As always, there's a big pumpkin and people write down ticket stubs how heavy the pumpkin is. And what happens is that this professor actually went down and he said, okay, can I collect all the ticket stubs? And when he actually drew a bell curve of it, the median of the collected stubs is actually 0.01 kg of the actual weight of the pumpkin. So what this shows us is that actually community with a large enough numbers actually knows the best financial advice. They know which are the best financial products out there in the market, which is a stance that we have learned from.
So the wisdom of the crowd. But how does a Seedly user tap on that wisdom?
Yes. So if you head on to our platform, seedly.sg, you will actually find that there are questions and answers. So Q&A, where people can ask anonymous questions and you can get different opinions as to...
Like what? Should I renovate my house if it costs $30,000 for
exactly,
the kitchen?
Exactly. That's one story. Mm. And it ranges everything from daily use questions like that. Should I invest my first $10,000 into the STI ETF? Mm. Should I buy bonds? Should I buy stocks? Is StarHub REIT doing well? Da, 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 da. And also more personal questions. So there was this very sad story about a lady who was actually going to get a divorce. Right, so it's anonymous as well. She came onto the platform because she had no one to turn to. The question was actually her husband was having an affair. And what happens is that the husband was the sole breadwinner and she has two young kids. So she said that, should I risk raising these two kids on my own? Or should I just stay with my husband and he actually feeds the family? So people actually chipped in with advice. Wow. So I think there were a total of 15 answers from their own experiences, from their relatives. And you can see different perspective, grants from the government as well for single parents.
So you're like a Quora.
Very similar.
But it's built into finance. The app.
Exactly.
And there's huge interest in personal finance. For example, you have a Seedly Personal Finance Festival and you're sold out. You're expecting over 1,000 people at this festival.
Exactly. So I think the craziest part about that is that who have expected, like millennials, right, waking up on Saturday 9 a.m. to come down to listen to a full day's worth of personal finance talk? And even more like crazy is that it's actually paid. So it's a paid event as well.
Yeah, $79 per ticket. And guess what? Thank you for giving us 5 tickets for our listeners.
Sure, happy to.
We're going to give them away right now. If you'd like one of those tickets to Seedly Personal Finance Festival 2019. When is that happening?
It's happening on the 2nd of March.
All you have to do is WhatsApp me at 971-788-93. Say Seedly. That's your password. And you might get your hands on one of the 5 tickets that we have. Tell us a little bit about how the app works in terms of analyzing data, breaking down finances. First of all, to get started, I, the user, had to upload my, I believe it was give you my bank passwords, which got me a bit scared at
first. Yes, definitely.
So in this, you know, era where people are very wary about data breaches, well, how do you assure your users?
So there are two main ways you can use the app. The first way is that if you are a little bit more lazy in that sense, you can sync your bank accounts using your PIN and your credentials. The second way is to manually add your accounts. So we see a good mix of both type of users. And what happens is with those transactions, and it's a one-time download. So we download your transactions like a CSV into our system, and we will categorize the transactions for you: food, transport, shopping, lifestyle. And the other way you can use it is to manually add your different accounts and to sort of label it as an insurance account, investment account, Yeah, so that's what the app helps you do.
He's Kenneth Liu, CEO of Seedly. So I understand coming up at your personal finance forum, you're going to be talking about investing and how to get started with investing. And one of your favorite investment tools are ETFs and REITs, I understand. Why and how can the younger beginner investors get started, do you think?
Yes, so ETFs, right, index funds, it's a lot easier to understand. So you're investing in the market. If the market does well, your stock does well, and likewise, if it doesn't do well. So I think for beginner investors, most of the banks offer a simple regular savings plan where you can put aside, starting with $100 a month, into the STI Straits Times Index. That's one way. The second one, which I would look at, is the REITs, because real estate investment trusts, you actually see it, right? So you can walk down to Junction 8, for example. Mm-hmm. You can go down to Ion Orchard, and they are sort of... REITs. So you actually see it, you understand the business, you're actually a shopper as well. So that is why I feel that, you know, the first one is to invest in the market, which is through ETFs. Second one is invest in what you know and what you can see and touch, ideally.
So you're just 26 years old. When did you start investing?
The moment I was in university, the first year I was really picking it up. And then by the time
self-taught?
I left, self-taught, right. So I go back to the analogy, like I think millennials are a unique bunch, right? So we are people who want quick information, but we are also very ready to take this a little amount of risk to get some form of reward. So investing is exactly that.
What was the risk involved in starting Seedly for you?
Oh, that was tough journey, right? So the moment you left school, you are given job offers elsewhere in big banks, corporations.
So you had to turn down those offers?
Yes, and also parents, right? So expectations of what, you know, an ideal job is for them in their generation.
What about monetary risk?
Yeah, in that sense, for us, because we are all starting up and having potentially a young family soon, so having less savings at the start. But, you know, as you go on in this journey...
Did you put your own savings in Seedly?
In some sense, because we didn't pay ourselves a lot in the early days, as always.
This is 2016 when you started.
Yes, correct, correct. Actually, late 2015, yes.
Did you already have investors then to get you going?
We were very thankful to have East Ventures, one of our venture capital. He put in just under 100,000, so we could get the ball rolling, and it just rolled and rolled. DBS came in with a grant. NUS came in with a grant.
NUS Enterprise.
NUS Enterprise, yeah. Great, great people. Yeah.
And here you are. And you started to 2016, 2018. Mm-hmm. You're acquired by ShopBack. Mm-hmm. Was that planned? How did that happen?
Funny thing is that they were actually seniors of us back in school. And my co-founder actually used to be from ShopBack. So long story short, you know, the stars aligned. Their mission is actually to help make smarter shopping decisions. Our mission is to help make smarter financial decisions. So, you know, why not add another vertical? Right. So for them, they are doing travel, lifestyle, shopping, etc., etc. Yeah.
As I've said about 26 times, you are 26 years old and CEO of a company, your own. What advice can you give to aspiring millennials who want to start their own company?
Yep. Okay, I think just try. Just do it. Because I think the best time to start is where you are naive, which is the funniest piece of advice. Because you don't really know what you don't know. And I think having a very open mindset to learn and not be too hard-headed when it comes to getting advice from the older, seasoned entrepreneurs.
What's next for Seedly? You mentioned Southeast Asia growth.
I think the focus now for 2019 especially is to double down on our growth right now. So we want as many people in Singapore to use Seedly, to be aware of what we're doing, and also to have more points of impressions with the millennials.
Well, thank you so much for coming by and sharing the story behind Seedly. As I say, I use it myself and I love it.
Thank you.
It's a really genius app.
Thank you.
So proud that it's a Singaporean startup. Wonderful to meet Kenneth Liu, CEO of Seedly. If you'd like those 5 tickets, I'm not sure we still have any left, but all you have to do is WhatsApp me at 971-78893. Good luck.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.